Show.
Anita Finley's joining us on the program. She's a former Democrat turned registered independent. She's an author. Her book, Dirty Words on Clean Skin, spent 16 weeks in the number one position on Amazon.com's Women in Politics list. She's an actress. You've probably seen her work on 24, The Young and the Restless. She's a contributor to EpicTimes.com, world traveler, and today one very happy woman for many reasons, but in particular for President Obama nominating Fed Vice Chair Janet Yellen to be the next Federal Reserve Chairman. Anita, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jerry. I'm waving the pom-poms. I'm jumping up and down. I'm turning cartwheels. And believe me, that is a sight to behold.
Well, cartwheels. Did you see that Long Island, New York middle school that banned cartwheels and tag and footballs and soccer balls because they don't want the kids to get hurt? So stop with the cartwheels. We don't want the lawsuits.
You know something? I don't know how you win anymore. I'm so frustrated. And first of all, hello, Jerry. Great to be back with you. And secondly, I don't know how we win anymore because we don't want kids inundated with social media, because we talked about last week how much destructive crap is on there. But they're not allowed to go out and play. But we want them to get off the computer so they go out and play, and then we tell them don't play. I don't know what we're supposed to do.
Well,
you've got to get some exercise. What are you going to do now?
Well, you take the advice of John Belushi from Animal House. My suggestion to you is to start drinking heavily. I mean, that's probably the best advice that we could follow at this point. Poor me, poor me, poor me another. You know, it's just getting crazier by the day. Did you see the article about Janet Yellen's nomination in theweek.com? They said that she is about to become the most powerful woman in U.S. history. The only woman heading up a central bank in a major economy, the most powerful central banker in the world, and more power and more authority than any of the four women who have served on the Supreme Court, female cabinet secretaries like Hillary Clinton and Condoleezza Rice, or female titans of business like former Hewlett-Packard CEO Carly Fiorina. That's a lot to put on somebody's shoulders when they just got the nomination to be the Fed chair.
Well, but isn't it amazing? And do you remember, by the way, that when a man takes such a position, they make such a big trumpet and Sturm und Drang about it, he's just about to take on the entire world on his shoulders? Have you ever seen that? I haven't.
No.
So clearly, you know, I think that is really the point you're making, and I agree with you. It's just that because this is a woman, you know, I agree that they're going to have to make a big deal about it, because it is a big deal. This is the first time this has happened, and firsts always get big press, and that's great. But certainly it should not worry anybody that just because she's a woman, oh, she's got all this on her shoulders. You know what? She's going to handle it just fine. And whether we like her as Fed chair or wind up not, whatever happens, that will absolutely nothing to do with gender. This is a woman who graduated with a PhD in economics from Yale. She used to teach at Harvard and the London School of Economics. She used to head up the San Francisco Fed for 6 years. She's been vice chair since 2010. She goes all the way back 20 years to former administrations. And she's one of the few people who has been prescient on the housing bubble and the upcoming, ahead of session in 2008 and so on. So I think this is a good thing. And all of their trumpeting and, oh, this woman, oh, my God, I hope she can bear up under the strain. She's
right.
Going to do just fine.
John Cassidy at The New Yorker wrote that the person who runs the institution, meaning the Federal Reserve, is arguably the second most powerful person in the country. Sorry, Joe Biden, after the president.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that is absolutely true. And there was a very interesting article, Jerry. I'm not sure if you saw this. It was by Benjamin Applebaum, and it was in the New York Times yesterday. The Fed does and can do. And just as I wrote for Epic Times about, you know, reading up on Fed Chair for Dummies, this is not quite that. But he gives a very good analysis of what it is the Fed does and why they do it. So, you know, I suggest if anybody still has any questions about that, that's a good source to take a look at, you know, how they deal with interest rates and the effect that has on all of us, on our mortgages, on student loans, and so on a daily basis.
I know that that you had been working diligently on getting the word out about Janet Yellen, because she wasn't a shoo-in for the job. There was another guy that that was at the front of the pack, so to speak, Larry Summers. But he decided to drop out, and that kind of opened the door for Janet Yellen to walk through. I know there's a little bit of a get it, wink, wink, nod, nod. If Larry Summers hadn't have dropped out, that she probably wouldn't have gotten it. And had, you know, I guess Janet should thank Larry for dropping out. There was a little bit of that in the article, but he would have been an absolute nightmare as a Fed chair. And again, they're finding ways to still, you know, put the pressure on, knock her a little bit. I hope she gets in there and starts knocking heads in the Federal Reserve.
I agree with you, Jerry. I hope so. Too, but you know, this is something that people have to remember, because we still deal with a ridiculous gender bias in this country. People have to remember that there were just several studies that came out of Harvard, excuse me. Newsweek posted something about it recently, that women tend to make better legislators. They are better at able to build consensus and work together, make more legislation passed. And I think that her situation, she's not going to be any different. She's going to build consensus. She's a very thoughtful person. She's going to state her theories. You don't want somebody like Larry Summers in there. And here's the reason that he had gotten so much flack, even from Senate Democrats who were balking at the fact that President Obama had favored him, because they knew that they were dealing with somebody, never mind what his policies were and that he was deregulation happy, which was a disaster. But more than that, that he was also a very brusque person, and it was not easy to work with him, and they didn't want somebody who was going to act like, I'm the smartest guy in the room, we don't care what your ideas are, and the heck with you. And we don't need, you know, we're seeing enough of that in Congress now, with people being so belligerent on either side and people not being willing to work together. That's the last kind of an attitude we need for somebody who is so powerful. You want somebody who has great ideas, who is forward-thinking, and that is her reputation. Not to mention the fact that she also has a reputation as somebody who is very concerned with the unemployment numbers and is very concerned with getting people back to work. And I think her policies are going to lean in that way rather than just protecting Wall Street bankers.
Well stated. Anita Finley's with us on the program, author of Dirty Words on Clean Skin. Her website, Anita Finley, FINLAY.com. The one thing we have to talk about, a couple of things we have to talk about when we get back, Anita. They say that even though she's a part of the Mahogany Row, she's a part of the club, you know, the smoke-filled rooms, that she still might have a hurdle, and that could be Senate Republicans. Can the Republicans afford to alienate women even further by opposing the nomination of Janet Yellen? We're also going to talk a little bit about the shutdown and cruise prices sinking to an all-time low. And our guest, Anita Finley, is a world traveler who loves cruising. Lots to talk about. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
The Jerry Doyle Show.